AJB's podcast, 13 September 2019. Casual racism is okay. According to New Zealand's Race Relations Commissioner, Ming Fung, it's not okay to tell racist jokes anymore, not even Irish jokes, although we are still a bit uncertain about Australian jokes, and it's fine to tell them about the majority white community, of course. Is this a reasonable point? I mean, didn't casual racism, like telling jokes about minority groups, not ultimately lead to atrocities like the Christchurch shooting? Well, we don't really know for sure, but I do know that casual racist jokes have been told by many people who don't commit atrocities, and I'm fairly sure it hasn't been a major indicator of a potential psychopathic personality. In fact, telling jokes about a particular community, country or race is often an indicator of the exact opposite attitude to wanting to inflict harm on that group. Maybe the most popular form of racist joke in New Zealand, for example, involves jokes about our best friends, the Australians. Telling jokes about them is more a sign of comfortable friendship, where a few flippant wisecracks are seen as more a gesture of familiarity than friendship than anything else. So even today, many people would tell Australian jokes with no hesitation, yet telling a similar joke about Muslims would be fraught with peril. So, the group we are joking about are the people we like. So knowing this, how does repressing jokes improve relationships with a group? Having to be particularly careful when saying anything about a group just emphasises the differences between them and us, rather than encouraging greater understanding. I criticised the previous Race Relations Commissioner on many occasions, and the superficial, politically correct proclamations coming from this one make it look like he will be also a target of a certain amount of condemnation as well. To be fair, it is part of the mandate for holding that position which virtually guarantees the person will have a particular perspective which I will disapprove of, especially when considering my recent crusade against political correctness. So my comments shouldn't really be taken as a criticism of an individual because it's more about the position that person holds, although that in turn requires a certain type of person to hold it. So here are a few worrying comments recently made by Foon. He said that jokes can degrade a person's ethnicity. What does that really mean? Ethnicity is a social construct which is based on many factors. Factors which degrade people of a particular ethnicity might include a predisposition within that group to crime, laziness, ignorance, or superstition. I can't see how a joke is likely to be a major factor compared to those. And what is this comment based on anyway? I've never seen any credible body of research on the subject, so he's really just making it up. He also said, systemic racism and unconscious bias is prevalent in society, and communities need to be educated. I think many groups in New Zealand have a preference for their own culture. For example, many Maori people seem to be rejecting Western culture in favour of a particular interpretation of their traditional beliefs, but does that make them racist? And how many of the problems minority groups have are due to biases within the system, and how many are due to cultural factors within the community itself? I'm sure both exist to some extent, but I reject the implication that all disadvantaged groups become deprived through no fault of their own. And this comment about communities need to be educated should be very concerning. In this area, education tends to really be propaganda. We should be very careful of any education from groups motivated by political correctness. Then he said, I think we've got to find other jokes to tell that doesn't, sick, involve degrading people's dignity. Well, that could be difficult, because it seems to be a popular sport today to find some sort of insult in even relatively innocuous comments. Do we really have to stop and think before every light-hearted comment we make to avoid potential offence? This sounds like a very sad future Foon has envisaged for us. Finally, he said, that education and calling people out is very important to tell people that jokes and comments are not right. So it sounds like a concept of the thought police is alive and well in the more politically correct parts of New Zealand society, as well as elsewhere, no doubt. Again, it seems like a horribly repressive society might be favoured by some. Maybe I'm in a position where I can afford to be flippant about casual racism. After all, I'm a middle-aged, okay, older, white male, so what possibly derogatory treatment would I be likely to face? Well, quite a lot, actually. I constantly hear jokes about being a geek, which would be considered completely inappropriate if they're about another group, in my opinion, is often derided because the opinions of old white guys are just not taken seriously in many places. I don't take this as a great insult and accept it without taking it too seriously. Instead of whining about it like many other groups do, I know that the vast majority of comments and jokes about me don't really do any harm, so I accept them. I know many people have this attitude and I enjoy exchanging racist jokes with Australian friends, because that's what friends do. Enemies though? No, we don't make jokes about them.